Is it on air? Music presents Long Player.
Wellington-based synth-pop producer Hybrid Rose recently released her 17-track album, Awkwardly Eccentric, on Bandcamp. And I gave her a call on the Skype machine and we had a little chat about how it all came together.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, thanks for taking the time for a chat.
Thank you for having me.
Maybe to begin with, because you've had at least one track on the BFM playlist, and people might be familiar with that, but for those who are not, maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself and the music you make.
Well, Hybrid Rose is more of an open term. I feel like every time I do a new project or go into a new era, it's more, I change it up every time. I like to switch the mood, switch the aesthetic, switch the idea, mm-hmm. but still keeping it retro, groovy.
So what? How would you sort of define the Hybrid Rose sound and aesthetic?
Definitely a nod to 80s synth-pop music.
Yeah. Awkwardly Eccentric is the new... you've called it an EP, but it's quite long. There's about 17 tracks on there. And it's definitely injected with a lot of fun.
Thank you. Okay, now to explain it really quickly, what happened was I made an album and then I wanted to shorten it down because if you go through my like Spotify and my discography like on the internet, I have a lot of stuff out. So I just wanted to put out something a little bit shorter, but it still had like the kick that I was going for when I did it as an album. Mm-hmm. And then everyone started calling it an album. So I just thought, you know what? I'm going to put it on Bandcamp as a whole ass project.
I love it. And it's a follow-up to Warhol, which you released in 2018. What's the sort of difference between the two?
Definitely the first thing will be like the background and the ideas behind it. Mm. I was inspired by art history and specifically like the artist Andy Warhol when I was working on the project because I did this paper at school on art history and I was learning about, and one of my assignments is where I had to study three different like artists from like back in the day and like do this whole paper on them, and I picked Warhol because I was familiar with his work and he's actually quite a fascinating guy. Mm. So I wanted to like make an album dedicated to him and like that like aesthetic that he had.
And then this one is just a whole melting pot of, like you said, 80s kind of synth pop influences and aesthetic. Mm-hmm. I want to dive in into the tracks a little bit, and I thought the best place to start, obviously, is the opening song, which is Pearl featuring Jaleel. Can you tell us a little bit about Jaleel?
He's a really, really good friend of mine from the States. He makes like this really cool futuristic electronic pop music. Mm-hmm. And it's very avant-garde, and you can tell that like that his influences really come into his music, and he's like a brother to me. We're very close, and yeah, he's just an all-round really cool person. Like his aesthetic as well is very very eccentric.
So with him being based in the States, you're obviously working at a distance. How is that?
Yeah, no, we do work from distance. We basically just like message each other on Skype and Instagram, and we have Skype calls and we talk about music and talk about stuff like spirituality and like conspiracies in the music industry. And we love having really strange conversations about music. And then when it comes to like creative stuff, one of us will like be like, hey, this track is really cool. I like this demo. Can you send it to me? And I'm just like, yes, exchange. And then we express ideas back and forth. And like, eventually we come up with this really cool idea. And then we start to go from there. And just, I don't know, just within like a week, we have a song done.
It's a really lovely opener for that album. What made you want to put that song up first?
Well, it's actually the first song that I made for the project, because when I started, I had literally just wrapped up the mixing sessions for Warhol, mm-hmm. and I wasn't feeling very happy with myself. I was actually quite depressed, and I wanted to I didn't get as much joy out of Warhol because it was a bit more of a serious.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make something that was very happy and brought me joy and excitement and lots of colors, and it just felt good.
I think we should talk about the very next track too, which is No Vacancy, because you made a video for this song.
Yes, I did. Ah, so funny. There was such an interest, like shooting the video was the strangest thing I've ever done. Like it was originally for like a uni assignment because we had to make a video, but one of my group mates are a CMP student, so we could access the green screen at Massey, which is where I study. And we went in there and we just like got a bunch of like bodysuits and cameras and just spent like 5, 6, 7, 8 hours shooting all of this random crazy footage, and it took hours to put together, but like, oh my god, it's the best thing that I've ever made.
Oh, it's fantastic. And I think it really encompasses awkwardly eccentric as a
thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
And if we can just sort of like throw some of the ideas out for people who haven't seen it, it's very steeped in kind of late 80s, early 90s geometrics and shapes, and you know, there's the appearance of the famous Nokia brick phone. There's a lot of you dancing, and a favorite scene of mine is where we see space, the backdrop of space, and then just lots of your heads kind of flying around. It's a lot of fun.
I did like 10 minutes of throwing my body around in the green area, the green corner in the green suit. And I was so nauseous for the rest of the day that I treated myself to a nice, delicious pizza because I was like, you know what? It was a long-ass day, but it was worth it.
Can you tell me a little bit about the track itself, No Vacancy, and how this came together? It's, of course, got that big fuzzy bass line that we hear a little bit through your sound. And there's that really cool breakdown kind of section.
Ooh, okay. So this is a true story. I love futuristic music. I wish I could be more futuristic, but it's there's so much sound design and technology. I know it would take me a whole ass decade to make a project. but I remember there's this producer that I listened to. Her name is Sophie, and she's also a trans producer. Mm-hmm. Trans woman. Hey. And she released a sound pack on Splice. So I was like, ooh, okay. So basically the track itself was more of me channeling inner Sophie using the samples provided and just making this really fun club banger, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. For people who might not know, what is Splice?
Splice is a sample archives place. So it's where you can download samples, buy samples. They're all royalty free, and it's really wonderful and handy if you're a producer starting out. Mm-hmm. And this is not a sponsor, by the way.
This segment is not sponsored by Splice, yeah. to dive a little bit deeper into the record now, we have Solitude featuring Fanfic. Now, I want to pull this apart a little bit to get an understanding of the components. Are you both singing on this track, or is this who? Where is the singing and production? What's the split there?
Okay. I'm singing on the bridge. The vocoder is me. Mm-hmm. It's that part is more of a transition story through the project. But that song, Fanfic is the main singer. Mm-hmm. And then we've got me on vocoders. And at the end of the song, there's a sample of Fanfic's cat, Dumpling, doing a little meow, a little singing session, having a little bit of karaoke.
I didn't pick up on the cat. I'll have to have a closer listen. I know fanfic a little bit. She's based in Melbourne, I think, at the moment. And I know that she is actually a bit of a recluse. So this theme of solitude and being an introvert is actually a subject close to her heart, I guess. Is it something that you relate to as well?
Absolutely. What's so fascinating about this whole project and how this song is involved is when I started out, I was like an introvert. I didn't want to leave the house. I didn't want to go meet business people or do interviews where I had to leave the house. I was very introverted and quite the hermit. But when I started making this project, I started like getting gig opportunities. And so I started taking them, and I've just been performing the whole project live. So I guess in a sense, I do relate to it, because like I love being at home and love creating at home and just being inside. But I've just kind of been celebrating like being out in the open a bit more.
I love that. I'm a bit of an introvert, so I can relate to solitude quite a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
I also wanted to ask you about Octopussy. This one's quite dark compared to some of the tones on the record.
Yeah, that's another Sophie-inspired track.
Sophie's speaking to me. Sophie through Hybrid Rose is speaking to me, I think.
That song, how do I explain that song? I made it over the summer, and it was intentionally meant to be like a... I don't know if I can say this on it was me envisioning and visualizing myself as like a person with like 8 vaginas, like tentacle vaginas, like being like having an octopussy. It's a really weird like sick track.
This is sounding very like manga influenced at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you've added these little like crystalline kind of xylophone sounds that pop a little bit too. I really like those.
Well, thank you. By the way, see, that's more of the. I don't know why. When I was creating Octopussy specifically, I remember like listening to it and hearing. I was hearing like a melody, and I thought it would be strange to add like, well, not strange, interesting to add that like 80s synth that I like to use, that bell xylophone synth into the song to play like a cute melody, but it happens to be like a nice flair to the song.
that track changes dramatically at the outro. What made you want to do that?
Those two parts are, they were made at two separate times. So I made Octopussy in an hour, and then I made the second part. Specifically, I made it for a live setting, for like a live show. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have this one bit where the, like, there was this sample that I used that I didn't put on the album version, you know, for copyright reasons. But it was like, it was this drag queen that I really admire, like moaning and just making really strange noises. And I had that in the background, but hence the silence break. But I just like, for that point, I just wanted to make something really like twisted and almost psychedelic without me being too heavy on like the flanger or something like that.
Mm. The closing part of the album, you've incorporated some remixes of songs that we've talked about and a couple of others. And one really stood out because it's the deconstructed version of Heaven Spills, which is the track you did with Emily Rawdon. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, goodness. How did we... I actually can't, you know what? No, never mind. I made the song with her at the end of last year in like November, December. And it took us like a week to put together. It was a really quick process. And then I think I remember asking her like, no. I remember wanting to create like a ballad version,
mm-hmm.
just like a soft slow down version, to see what it would sound like, just to like experiment. And then she turned around and said, hey, guess what? I recorded pianos, guitar, and new vocals for like a ballad version. And I was like, oh, wow, great. So I sat down and I had a listen and added some bass line to it. And then just like, was like, why don't we put this on the project? And she was like, totally. This sounds cool. But it's also a nice twist because it gives the song a new light, because the song is a love song. It's very beautiful. And then like the ballad version just sounds like a really sad like goodbye.
And you close the album with it, which is perfect.
Yes, which is ironic because the album's meant to be happy.
Too good not to include, I guess.
Exactly.
Mistake. Don't stop breaking my heart, baby. heaven spills. Don't stop breaking my heart, baby, you could be my sweet escape. If you're not afraid of the dark, I could be your sweetest mistake.
That track was Heaven Spills deconstructed version, as featured on Awkwardly Eccentric, the new album from Wellington producer Hybrid Rose. We had a chat about that.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.